right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. We need a lot of that these days. It's 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works. Located in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, their thrift shops are closed now and not accepting physical donations, thanks to COVID. But you can check their Facebook for updates and a lot of ways you can still help support their mission of building a community where youth and their families have equitable access to resources and opportunity. We're in this together, and together we'll get through it. Ordinarily, together with Jean Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler on Friday, she is unavailable today, so we are joined in the studio by our Wednesday Dream Team, Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson. How are you?
Good. Great to be back at it again.
Awesome.
On the day I'm not supposed to be here.
Friday. I like it. You're going to get more energized, right? Because it's Friday, the weekend's coming. It's not like the middle of the week kind of doldrums, right?
Yeah, we're not looking ahead to Thursday and Friday. Now exactly. We are on Friday.
We are on Friday. It is here. It's all downhill from here.
It truly,
it cannot go any higher.
Yeah. All right. Now that we've downed everyone, are you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Do it.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. What do you want to accomplish by your next birthday?
This is such a deeper, more personal question than Wednesday's question of would you rather be an inch tall or 100 feet tall?
I feel like you made that personal, though. I feel like you made that personal, and this is going to be something flighty.
He's right. You made that
personal. I want to grow a geranium or something like that.
Are you
that.
Trying to tell me that this isn't the question you asked yourself laying awake at night, staring on the ceiling, on your back, in your bed, just thinking about all the things that you should be
I
doing
do
right now?
I do not ask that question, Victor, because you are talking to me. I have already made a list. It is on page one of my daily planner for the year.
It is written down.
I have a list of like 8 things that I want to accomplish by the end of the year.
I will point something out here, though, that makes this question a little bit more interesting, that there is a facet to this that I don't think we've discussed.
How long is it until your next birthday?
And all of our days are different.
Exactly.
Your birthday could be next week.
That's
and
true.
If you're just now bringing
this up.
You're out
of time, buddy.
Yeah, if you're just now bringing this up.
And
you better
and
do something quick.
And it's COVID, so if your plan is to take that trip to Vegas
visit
that you've been hoping.
Visit the Grand Canyon. Nope. Thou shalt not.
Yeah. You can Google Earth that, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It's not the same, but, you know, it's there.
No, you should do the thing where dads used to do in the 70s, put everybody in the station wagon and then run past the window holding up pictures of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, luckily, I've got months until my birthday, and I do like your more lighthearted approach than my immediate darkness of, I want to grow a geranium. Like, I feel like those are the types of goals that I would like to be thinking about today, about trying to pursue. I also think about, I think it was either this year or last, because time is a construct of when you were trying to watch all of the movies on your to-do list.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Got done with that. I'm happy.
I also have a movie to-do list, and I think by my birthday, I would like to watch all of the movies on that list.
What are some of the movies on that list?
I would
list?
Have to consult the list that
right,
is currently
What are some of the movies
not,
on the list?
So, like, probably the most well-known / Aaron Keck friendly movie is The Cabinet of
Dr. Caligari.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the most well-known, but that might be the most / Aaron Keck friendly.
Yeah. I feel like most movie people know of that movie, and now I'm glad that I know
film
to say
buffs.
Caligari, which is great.
I don't take
Wait,
my
how's
word
it spelled?
Oh, no.
Caligari.
Yeah, let's
Could
go
be
with
Caligari,
that.
I guess. But
so,
Caligari?
Yeah.
That sounds, I don't know. Let's go with it.
Caligari is a much more, like, I'm from Kansas and I'm trying to
Caligari,
talk German.
Caligari.
Or you're a guy named Gary from California.
Yes. Caligari?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fairly notable movies from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that I, you know, wasn't necessarily alive to see. Also, fun fact about me, and I know this is going to get AJ riled up, I have not seen The Maltese Falcon.
What?
I know. So that's also on
the
list.
I've seen it once. It's good. It's worth seeing. I'm not as into it as
that is almost as bad as my roommate informing me last night while I'm sitting on the couch watching The Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Uh-huh.
He looks at me and goes, "What is this?"
if you showed me...
There is a 15-second pause.
What scene were you watching? Because that's a 3.5-hour movie.
So
not
much,
every scene is iconic.
The scene, I
I'm sorry.
Be able to tell
if you
could
have seen Eli Wallach and Clint Eastwood in a scene together...
With
then Lee Van Cleef showing up, and you don't immediately realize what film you're watching, we got problems. And I asked him, have you never seen The Good, the Bad, the Ugly?
My proudest version of that was when I was in grad school. My roommate was sitting there. I walked into the living room. My roommate was sitting there watching like a Megadeth documentary, or it wasn't Megadeth,
sweet,
like White Snake or
ooh, even better,
one of those.
Yeah. Big hair.
I walked in. I looked at it for 5 seconds. I turned to him and I said, Spinal Tap? Because it was the same movie.
Yes.
Like an actual documentary about an 80s hair metal band is indistinguishable from Spinal Tap, and it's hilarious.
Full The Office. They're the same picture.
They're the same picture.
They are the same picture.
I have a question for you, though, Victor.
Mm-hmm.
When is it you do the Lawrence of Arabia Day?
On my, well, so.
And that was the birthday thing, right?
My birthday consistently falls close to Labor Day. So I tend to do Lawrence of a Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good choice. I like that. Picking
so
a movie
you, like,
and
on
watching
your birthday,
it every birthday.
You sit there and watch Lawrence of Arabia?
Lawrence of Arabia is my favorite movie currently.
Fair.
It has taken the top spot away from Jaws, which is a feat in and of itself. I love Lawrence of Arabia, and after watching it for the first time alone, because it was on my list, I need to watch this movie, I watched it again the next morning to make sure that it was actually as good as I thought it was, and then I proceeded to force everyone I know to watch this movie.
I did that with The Graduate.
Nice!
I did that exact same thing with The Graduate. Like, watched it the next day, and then I got all of my friends in college.
At least you didn't do it with The Room, as one of my friends did. Because the first time he saw The Room, he made everyone watch The Room. Which means Andrew watched The Room, like, 10 times in about 2 months.
Okay.
Which, that's how you melt your brain.
That's not good.
I saw The Ring for the first time last weekend.
That's a good one.
I haven't slept yet.
Fair.
That
fair.
Scared me when I was
she came
younger.
Out of that TV.
Oh, that was such a good scene.
Hard pass.
Such a good scene.
So yeah, mine is to the movies on my list to actually finish this out. What about you, AJ? What you got?
So I usually do me and my dad had a thing growing up where we did James Bond marathons.
Nice.
Around Thanksgiving, Christmas, which it's hilarious because now AMC, the American Movie Channel, does that.
Yeah.
They stole our idea.
AMC picked that up from Spike.
Did they?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we were watching it on. Maybe we were watching it on Spike.
I mean, it may well
we had all the DVDs/VHSs because, you know, this is late 90s, 2000s.
Dudes.
Right.
Dudes. Yeah. So we're watching James Bond films. We watch them in the row. We leave out the one on Her Majesty's Secret Service with
George Lazenby.
Lazenby. We always leave that one out because I hate that film.
That's a good one.
It's Lazenby's awful.
I've heard otherwise.
Lazenby's
I have
terrible.
No frame of reference because I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's good. I'm going to defend this movie that I haven't seen against you who has seen it.
Anyway, we skip that one because it's terrible.
Okay.
But yeah, so we would do that. So every now and then when I'm feeling, you know, nostalgic, I'll either whip out a James Bond film or John Wayne, The Searchers.
That's a good one.
The film that he should have gotten his first Academy Award for.
The film that he probably should have gotten his only Academy Award for, because
True Grit was good,
but there were a lot of good movies.
Well, admittedly, the True Grit Academy Award was...
That was a Lifetime
Achievement Academy Award,
for sure.
Which he joked about that in his acceptance speech, saying, well, if I knew all I had to do was play a one-eyed gunslinger, I'd have done it 23 years ago, which was when Searchers was released.
Right. Is that your movie list, or is that your I want to accomplish this by my next birthday?
Yeah, I think
list?
I'm going to watch all the James Bond films
by your next birthday.
John Wayne's The Searchers by all my next birthday.
I like it.
I got 6 months to go.
I've got a couple of like writing projects on my list, and one of the things that I've actually inadvertently started doing was I want to create a YouTube channel about just American politics, government, political thought, life, culture, society, that kind
of
stuff. Just
a
like
of,
quick like 5-10 minute video. I want flexibility, but I want it to be like just quick 5-10 minute, but like interesting and informative, but also fun videos. And
so
the
like
reason,
politics for dummies.
Pretty much, yeah. And the reason for that is before the movie project was the library project, when I was going through the UNC library and pulling out books that I wanted to read. There was one book of philosophy by a couple of philosophers, Laclau and Mouffe, that was written in the 80s that I wanted to have read but have no desire to actually sit down and push myself through the process of reading. I thought, I'll get on YouTube and see if there's a good 15-minute YouTube video that explains what this book is and what these people said. And there was. There was this 15-minute video that had been created by some university philosophy department or other that was like, here's Laclau and Mouffe in 15 minutes. And I watched it. And this video had thousands of views, and all of the comments were just glowing praise. This is incredible. This is great. This really explains it. This is fun and informative, engaging, and I had a lot of fun watching it. And the video was terrible. Like, it was a boring, monotone voice, and all the visual was just the words that this person was saying appearing one after another on a blank white screen, like the worst lyric video of all time.
Boo,
and that is what passes
videos
for a good informative video YouTube.
You got this in the bag.
I feel like I can do that. And the nice thing, the one nice thing about classes being entirely online is for the last month and a half, I've had to, because I teach American government at Durham Tech, so all of my lectures for the second half of the semester, I've had to write them out, I've had to record them, I've had to send them to the students,
so you're
that
practicing
way. So I'm already up to step
one.
Well,
I was actually
going to
ask, have you ever considered filming your lectures and then taking snippets from them and putting them on YouTube?
Yeah, I consider doing that. Like, the reason I didn't for this particular semester is, oh God, I've got to figure this out in 2 weeks. Let's just do it in the easiest way possible that makes it easy on me and easy on the students, and they don't have to have a lot of technical equipment, and neither do I.
I think that's a brilliant idea of doing this. What we should do is do a podcast where you sit down and teach us two idiots about all of this. We call it Politics and Beer. We'll just sit there with a beer.
Ooh,
talk about politics.
Drunk politics.
Three,
I like it.
Whoa,
just
drunk
like
politics.
Drink history, but drunk politics. Yeah. AKA what's currently happening in D.C.
Well, you know, you got to keep
making a podcast.
Yeah, that's the only thing, isn't
moving
it?
Moving on up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll figure it out. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, there you
probably
go.
Probably at home.
Ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. Yeah, you probably are at home, aren't you? If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works, Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. I need a different outro for COVID. Like, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, like, we know where you are.
Just say while you're at home.
While you're at home. There you go. While you're at home, do this. Tag us on Facebook or Twitter. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.